श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 24 एंड 25 लिंक इन द नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस संजय टेल्स अस व्हाट द लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिड आफ्टर हियरिंग अर्जुनस वर्ड्स संजय उवाच एव मुक्तो ऋषिकेशो गुडाकेशेन भारत सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमा भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखत सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्येतान् समवेतान् कुरु नीति संजय सेड ओ भारत बोर्न इन भारत फैमिली Thus addressed by Gudakesha, one who has control over sleep, that is Arjuna. Rishikesh, the lord of the senses, placed the magnificent chariot between the two armies, in front of Bhishma, Drona, and all the kings, and said, O Partha, the son of Prithi Kunti, behold these Kurus assembled here. Comment. Gudakesha. Gudakesha has two meanings. Guda means curled and Kesha means hair. It means one having curly hair. 2. Gudaka means sleep and Isha means master. It means one who has conquered sleep. Arjuna has curly hair and he had conquered sleep. So he has been called Gudakesha. Eva Muktaha, one who is not a slave to sleep, idleness and worldly pleasures, but is a slave, devotee to God. God listens to such a person and even obeys him. Having said so, in order to carry out the wish of his devotee friend Arjun, Lord Krishna placed the chariot between the two armies. Rishikesha. Rishikesha means senses, and Isha means Lord. Thus Rishikesh means the Lord of the senses. In the 21st verse and also in this verse, this word has been used because Lord Krishna, who is the inspirer of minds, intellects and senses, and who commands the whole world, has become a chariot driver to carry out Arjun's wishes. It shows how kind he is to Arjun. Senayorubhayormadhye Sthapayitva Rathottama Lord Krishna stationed Arjuna's noble chariot in the open space between the two armies. Bhishma Drona Pramukhattaha Sarvesham Sa Mahiksitam Lord Krishna placed the chariot with his sagacity at such a point from where his kingsmen, such as Bhishma, his preceptor Drona and the chief kings and warriors of the Kaurava army could be clearly seen. Uvacha partha pashyantan samavetan kurun niti. In the word Kuru, the sons of both Dhritarashtra and Pandu are included because both of them belong to the Kuru family. Lord Krishna by saying, Behold all these Kurus assembled here. Means that by seeing them, Arjun may think that they are all one, whether they are on his side or on the opposite side, and whether they are good or bad, and thus a feeling of kingship may develop in him. This feeling of kingship may lead to attachment and make him inquisitive. Thus, by making Arjun an instrument, Lord Krishna wants to preach the gospel of the Gita for the benediction of the creatures of Kali Age. Therefore, Lord Krishna, instead of using Dhritarashtran, use the word Gurun. If he had used Dhritarashtran, Arjun would have become enthusiastic and Lord Krishna could not have got a chance to preach the gospel of the Gita. And Arjun's delusion, born of kingship, could not have been destroyed. But Lord Krishna thought it his duty to destroy Arjun's delusion. As a surgeon first gives medicines to a patient suffering from a boil so that he may suppurate and then perform an operation to remove the diseased part. In the same way, Lord Krishna first arouses the hidden delusion of Arjuna and then destroys it. Here Lord Krishna, by using the phrase Kurun Pasya, first arouses delusion in order to destroy it by advice later. Arjuna in the 22nd and the 23rd verse of this chapter wanted to behold and observe them. So Lord Krishna says, behold these Kurus. Lord Krishna could have placed the chariot without uttering any word, but he intentionally used the phrase Kurun Pasya to arouse attachment in Arjuna. There is a vast difference between love for the family and love for God, though there is also a little similarity. When we have love for members of our family, we overlook their faults because we have a feeling of kindness with them. Similarly, God also does not heed the shortcomings of his devotees because he has a feeling that he is his own. But in domestic love, importance is attached to matters such as body, etc. While in love for God, there is importance of feelings. In family love, there is importance of delusion. While in love for God, there is importance of alliance. In family love, there is darkness. While in divine love, there is light. In family love, a man is negligent of his duty. While in love for God, being engrossed in love, a man may forget his duty momentarily, but is never negligent of his duty. In family love, there is preeminence of the family, while in love for God, there is preeminence of God. End of chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. For more audio, please visit swamiramsukhdasji.net.